Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
DJ Green Guy, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man? What's up, brother? Welcome, 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 man. The Dream Us and Win podcast, bro. Glad to have you on, man.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
No doubt, man. Listen, let's jump right into it, man, because it's Sunday. Everybody want to hear what you got to say. Let's move with the culture, man. Give everybody your name and what city and state that you represent.
Well, I'm from Philly, but I live in South Central LA. You know, I used to go by my old name, but now I go by DJ Green Guy. But everybody back east know me as Quinn, you know, and been doing the music thing for 20 years. And, well, now we got that song that hit number 38 on the charts this week, the Players Club, with
Yes.
Trap Barbie, you can check it out on Vevo, the video. It's blowing up. It's blowing up the video we did out here, you know, and shout out to Dom Jones, you know what I'm saying, for directing that. You know, it's a pretty cool video, you know, about strippers and players, you know, doing stripper and player things, you know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. Listen, I want to tap into this. 20 years in the game is a long time for you. It's a long time to be dedicated to something. What has been the real reason for all your passion in this? Like, what's been really been pushing you to really do this, man?
I guess the real reason is, you know, a long time ago, I was incarcerated, and and then I went to a military school, and, you know, growing up on the East Coast, people didn't really, well, I was from Philly, but then I ended up in the South. People in the South really
mm-hmm.
didn't fuck with me, you know? So I didn't fit in,
mm-hmm.
but when I got out of being incarcerated, and during the time I was there, you know, I freestyled in there, and, you know, the only people that really, where I belong was hip-hop, you know? I met a guy
mm-hmm.
who was signed to a label, and he, you know, he said, man, you can flow, man. You could be with a label too. You know, you got skills. And he believed in me, you know. So, you know, then when I moved back to Philly, the only people that was cool with me is people I made music with, you know. So it was like I belong to something, you know what I'm saying? So I never
mm-hmm.
felt like anybody really accepted me except for people who I was making music with, you know. So, you know, I love making music, whether it's making beats or doing mix shows or getting in the studio and making tracks, the whole process of doing it. Like, some people do it for money, some people they do it for this or that, but for me, I do it because I love doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, whether this made money or not, I love doing it, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a passion, you know. So no matter what happens, I'm always going to be into music. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And that's a good, you know, answer to the question about what's pushing you, what's fueling you, because at the end of the day, it's going to go back to what you love to do. So that's very important to what you got going on. I want to tap into this part here. You put out several records. You had two different artist names. In 2020, as far as this year, how would you describe your musical impact in 2020? Like, how is your music impacting the culture right now?
That's a good question. I mean, my wife is a black woman, and so we have two
okay.
kids together. You know, so in the world, you know, when they leave my house, you know, they're going to be treated as black men. You know what I'm saying? Here, they're just they're my kids. They're just, everything's cool. But when they go out into the world, I'm a white guy, so I don't even know the real feeling of how it feels to be treated when you leave my house as a black person. But they will one day learn, and it's a serious thing, you know. So I can only get so far with the advice I can give them. But, you know, her father's, you know, black, so he can give them advice I can't even give them. But I made a song 5 years ago when my oldest was a baby about Black Lives Matter. And I had no plans to go into the studio and do no more music at the time. I was just going to do mix shows. Never going to make another new track again. But DJ King Assassin hit me up. He said, I got a working on the Machiavelli movie, and I want you to be on it. Thought to myself, what would Tupac do if he was still around? What type of shit would he be doing? And I thought about my kids. I thought, man, this is the message. So I called up two of the best artists I know that are on the West Coast, Boss Solo, Legendary Boss, and Rhyme Schemes.
True.
And I said, guys, I got the concept. Hands up, don't shoot. Black Lives Matter. You know, so we put that together. And then, you know, over time, you know, with the funds, with they got the IMDb page, they got the trailer and all that. But, you know, of course, Big Psych passed away. He was going to have a huge part in that movie. So that kind of slowed things down. And so over time, that movie's still kind of in the works, but it slowed down significantly after Big Psych had passed away. So RIP to him. But, you know, the Shakur Estate has given King Assassin, you know, the rights to do all this stuff and their approval to do all this stuff. And Machiavelli Records, they gave us a track for Thug Life Eternal, Kalon the artist. And so we put that song on there. We put the Hands Up Don't Shoot on there. And it's a lot of Tupac stuff on there as well. So for 2020, you know, we're pushing the Players Club and we're pushing the Thug Life Eternal for my part of town. You know, like me and Trap Barbie, I got Trap Barbie signed to a one album deal on my label. So she got a whole album she released called Vibe and the Thug Life Eternal, you know. So it's just, it's kind of like a mixture of the Tupac Estate. You know, they decided they wanted to go ahead and let us do this Thug Life Eternal. So
okay.
Some Mopreme Shakur, there's some Mopreme, there's some Macadocious, there's some Machiavelli, there's some Big Psych, Kalon the artist, Young Nobles on there. There's a lot of outlaw immortals on there. And then there's a guy from North Carolina named Chantley Jones, and he's part of the Life or Death Empire family. You know, we got to deal with Empire, Life or Death. So I'm kind of A&R over there, Life or Death Empire. So I've been helping Chantley Jones develop his buzz, helping the Machiavelli Records develop Kalon the artist buzz, and helping King Assassin develop all his artists and the outlaws and all that there. You know, and I'm really just trying to make sure everybody who's part of it gets a chance to, you know, keep the thing rolling. You know what I'm saying? So I've been reaching out to everybody. King Assassin has as well, you know, and we're just trying to push it, you know, push the Thug Life Eternal. You know, it's out right now on CD, on vinyl, and on 47 major platforms. You know, so you can check it out on Apple Music or iTunes or Spotify or YouTube, any of them.
Definitely. No doubt. I want to ask you this. For the listeners, when you look in the mirror and nobody else is around, no kids, no family, no nothing, just you, what do you see in yourself as a man, as an entrepreneur in 2020?
I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I'm a little concerned with where the world is going right now, like the whole possibility of martial law, which could mean no election, which could mean a lot of things. So when I look in the mirror, I'm a little scared of what future might have in front of us. You know, but for me, I see myself as I'm, you know, I did everything I could do, everything I wanted to do in this world. So I'm good with it being over today for me, you know, but I still got to be here for my kids. So I'm just, you know, I'm here and I want to be with my wife and my kids and be a family person, really, you know, and help them to get to where they got to be as young men and help my wife raise them. You know what I'm saying?
Got it. Let me go into this part here. When you think about the business of the music, I mean, social media is like everything, especially now when artists really can't create music and do shows. Social media is so important because that's literally their biggest platform to reach people. How are you leveraging social media to further expand your brand?
You know, I tell you, I had a lot of help from your group, you know. I didn't even have much put into Instagram before I started dealing with the radio pushers. You know, I was kind of focusing on Twitter, focusing on, you know, Facebook and all that other stuff. And I didn't really put too much stock into Instagram. But then, you know, when I got on the IG and really started following what y'all were showing me to do, you know, when I signed up to get rotation with y'all, I seen IG explode. I mean, you know, they gave me the blue check over there. And, man, you know, I listened to your advice. You helped me out a lot. But really, you know, if you ain't trying to do as much as you can, you know what I mean? But at the same time, not to do too much because you don't want to oversaturate what you're doing. So I kind of try to just do enough, you know what I'm saying, where you're not idle, not doing nothing. Stay active. Just do enough to keep everybody's interest high, you know?
Yeah. No doubt, man. What is your Instagram handle so people can follow you on Instagram?
It's just at DJ Green Guy.
Very simple. Spell it out slow phonetically so people can catch it. Spell it out slow.
Oh, yeah. It's at DJ Green Guy.
DJ Green Guy, what have you enjoyed the most about being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today, brother?
Tell you, you know, it's a great thing to be a part of Radio Pushers in general, to be able to, you know, see things the way y'all have y'all expertise and work with y'all. You know, I learned a lot over the time I've been dealing with y'all, you know what I'm saying, and getting a chance to tap in to the following that y'all have. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who's tuned into all y'all radio stations is a huge platform. You know, I definitely seen positive results dealing with y'all, you know, and it was a while back, about 5 years ago, was the first time I ever dealt with y'all, and y'all have expanded what you can offer for everybody who's an artist so much in that 5 years. Like, 5 years ago, y'all weren't doing what y'all are doing now. Y'all keep expanding it and making it more worth the while of an artist to be able to get with y'all, especially now. Like, I'm supposed to be doing a show next week or in 2 weeks from now, April the 11th, and that might get canceled because they're talking about bringing military out here to L.A., and I'm in South Central L.A. So, you know, hopefully that don't happen because it's like 9 minutes from my house. I'm supposed to be doing this show at the Sugar Shack on Imperial, whatever they call that, Boulevard or whatever, you know what I'm saying, with Shogun. It's going to be his birthday bash. So, you know, shout out to Shogun. Hopefully that still goes. It's called The Rise Continues. Supposed to be some celebrities there and everything. But if they cancel it, man, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to do that show at a later date when things calm down, if things get back to normal. You know, that's kind of a big if right now. We're in the thick of it, you know, but hopefully things will get back to normal. you know, I hope and pray for everybody out there that everybody can stay safe with this crazy time period that we're in right now. You know,
no doubt, man. I appreciate your final words, and man, we you know, we enjoy your loyalty, we enjoy your business, obviously, and we enjoy helping you achieve the things that you need to achieve, my brother. And we're gonna keep pushing with that, man. And thank you for being on the Dream Hustle Win podcast, brother.
Yeah, everybody, if you got Vivo, just go check out me on Vivo, DJ Space Green Guy. You know what I mean? I'm like two over from DJ Khaled. Just DJ Space Green Guy, all one word. You know, the Vivo channel is free to you, but it pays good to me. So you just watch all my little videos there for free on Vivo, and you'll help a green guy out by doing so. So everybody check it out.
There
we got
go,
two people with Trap Barbie up there, you know what I mean? And couple others with my homies from Philly and shit. So check that shit out.
That's it, people. Going way up. Thank you, DJ Green Guy, for being on the Dream Muscle Win podcast, brother. Let's get it.
Good looking. One thou wow.
Peace.